Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, bud?
Not too bad, actually. This is kind of exciting for me, because this is the first Superman comic I've ever read.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ever.
You've read some Batman, haven't you? I've never given you any Batman to read?
Nope.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, that's gonna change.
Yep.
Yeah, we've had a break from comics reading. I haven't had to assign you anything in a while.
Like 2 months.
December. I was actually just looking at it. It was either late November, early December is when we recorded the Crisis episodes.
Yeah.
So a lot has happened since then.
Yep.
Holidays and floods and shift bumps and
all kinds of
work
stuff.
Sucks and yay. Yeah.
And he grew his first pubic hair.
No. Yay! 36. I finally did it.
On his face.
Wait a minute. Not Peter Griffin with balls on my chin.
How would we know? We haven't seen your chin in like, what, 5 years?
No, that's not true.
That's true. You shaved it all off.
I shaved it for St. Patty's Day after I dyed it all green.
Yeah.
That was like 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah. Ha! Anyway. So you mentioned it already. We're doing a Superman comic. We're reading What Happened to the Man of Tomorrow, or
Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
This, in my searching, I guess I can say, was the next tale, perfect tale after Crisis. My thought was it kind of told what happened to that Superman.
Yeah.
Because I've never read this one before, and that's what I've always heard, that this two issues were just like an amazing story, and they really were. I really did like these.
Uh-huh.
But it's not what I expected.
No, definitely not.
So just go ahead and get into my spiel here. Like I said, we're doing Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow, published by DC Comics. This trade has issues Superman 423, Action Comics 583, DC Comics Presents 85, and Superman Annual 11. The Superman and Action Comics issues were published in 1986, and the DC Comics Presents and Superman Annual were published in 1985. The writer of this story is Alan Moore, all four issues. The art is done by Kurt Swan, Dave Gibbons, Rick Veitch, George Perez, Kurt Schaffenberger, and Al Williamson. Colors by Gene D'Angelo, Tom Zucco, and Tatiana Wood. And letters by Todd Klein, Dave Gibbons, and Todd Costanza. John Costanza. I don't know why did I put Todd.
I don't know
either.
All right. As long as we don't know, we're all right.
We both don't know. Yay. So going into this first episode, or first issue, they make a point to tell you right at the beginning that this is an imaginary tale.
This may or may not have happened.
Yeah. So, which I do find it funny, because, you know, most of these are, if you want to get technical, imaginary tales. But
wait, you mean none of this actually happened?
I wish. That'd be amazing.
I thought this was all, you know, like historical documentation. Damn it. Lied to my whole life.
Yeah, well.
I let all these spiders bite me and I still...
Yeah. I jumped in a vat of chemicals and I didn't become the Joker. What the fuck?
That was my skin peeled off.
Yeah.
And it hurts when I pee. Oh.
That might be something different. So this first issue... You know, we start out with Lois Lane, now called Lois Elliott. It also takes place in the year, what is it, 20... Let's see, it happened... I think it's actually supposed to be 1996 or something like that. I think the interviewer is over talking to Lois about the events that happened 10 years.
August 17th or 16th, 1997.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of futuristic things in here.
Right. Okay. Like, let's.
Yeah.
What the hell is making the coffee right there? There's a bubble on her counter.
Right?
And it's just like.
It's. Are you sure it's a bubble? That might be the sink.
But it's a dome. Like, there's a dome over top of it.
Yeah, but you don't want to get germs in the sink.
There's also the baby's in, like, an incubator looking.
Yeah, that thing was kind of messed up.
And that kind of weirded me out a little bit, too, because at first I thought maybe there was, like, the baby was, you know, there's something wrong with it.
A virus.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah. She's, you know, she's like, oh, my name's Lois Elliott now, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I just want to talk about, you know, what happened to Superman. Can you tell me?
Yeah, since his disappearance and presumed death and all that good stuff. So, yeah, so she goes over the events and it's basically a who's who of Superman villains.
Yeah, because like, we start with Bizarro here.
Yeah, Bizarro. Then we go to Toy Man and Prankster.
Yeah.
Which I love. They send this this toy Superman, or this box of toy Supermans that come to life and quote-unquote kill Clark Kent.
They blast his suit off and then everybody finds out he's Superman.
Yep. That's really a shitty way to find out.
Yeah. It was you the whole time?
Oh, the other thing, and I think I mentioned this while we were watching, or while we were going over Crisis, but Lana and Lois and Clark, they work for the Daily Planet, which also doubles as a news, like a TV show news. Yeah. So that was interesting.
That was weird, yeah.
Yeah. One thing we have here is Pete Ross dying, which is Clark's childhood best friend. That was sad. Definitely sad. We get Brainiac and
we get Lex catching Luthor to Lex, and yeah, we get
Brainalex.
Brainalex. Luthrac.
Yeah.
You get this. That. You get Chrome Dome with a, you know, actual. Oh.
Yeah. Then we get Metallo showing up. Metallos.
Yeah. Which was really, really weird.
Yeah.
Especially since all he took to, you know, take them all out was a magnetized.
Well, because it's all metal.
Yeah,
chest.
That's what I'm saying.
My question is, these guys, that they do state that they're able to revert these guys back to their normal whatever.
Except for the fact that they threw them all, you know, into orbit, right?
No.
Oh, no, that's right. He just left them stuck to the.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, never mind.
But no, like, what I was going to say is, they were able to save all these people. What happened to these guys' hearts? Because there's harpoons in their chest.
Well, you see what happened was we made this nice, you know, four pump, you know, turbo engine.
You never know. I gotta give credit to the Lady of the Night. I know how much you love when I say that. Talking to this one guy, basically trying to hook up with him, and that's when.
Oh, gotcha, Lady of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a prostitute.
And then he just like, I basically blows her off.
Well, she's like, for $20, I could break your heart. And he says, I doubt it. And that's when he rips it open and shoots a harpoon out of his chest.
Let's see, what else after that?
It goes to, what's that dude?
Kryptonite Man.
Yeah, real original name there.
Well, yeah. But he gets sucked up by Brainiac and Luthor. Like, he can't do anything with Superman just yet. But then Superman in
everybody that he is, his friends and family, to the Fortress of Solitude.
Well, yeah, because Metallo, once his identity got revealed, Metallo attacked Daily Planet.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons why Superman kept his identity secret was
so
his friends never got hurt.
Exactly.
So yeah, he took everybody else that was alive, like Perry and Jimmy and Lois and Lana.
I feel like he really missed out on this last day with Lois and Lana in the same place, in the same bed at the same time. Just saying.
That's fair. One thing we do get is the Legion of Superheroes showing up with Supergirl from the future.
And Crypto.
No, Crypto was already there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Crypto's always been at the Fortress of Solitude.
Gotcha. Poor dog.
Yeah, well. Anyways, what else is he gonna do?
Fly around, piss on people.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Superman's caught off guard because at this point in time, Supergirl died.
Kara had already died in Crisis.
Yeah. So everybody knows. Oh. Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
But then
except
he even
Kara's like, "Well, why am I not here?"
Yeah.
Can't
be at two places at once. Sorry.
Yeah.
But if I'm over there, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Good thing she's a blonde.
We also get Superman kind of not attacking Brainy, but like chastising him for even bringing Supergirl here, knowing full well that she's dead.
Yeah.
And like, why are you doing this? Like, you're literally kind of breaking my heart kind of thing. And Brainiac keeps saying, look, we know this is your last, we want to be there for you on your last day on Earth, or your last in the end,
yeah,
kind of thing. So it's one of those.
But then they disappear anyways. They go back to the future.
Well, they wanted to at least say goodbye.
Hey, here's this. Oh, I guess we got to mention the statue that they hand him, where he's holding. I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, I do, but they reveal it next issue.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, I knew what it was the minute they handed it to him.
Well, I didn't.
Why not? You should read more Superman comics. That's fair. You'll read more in the future. Don't worry. But yeah, you're right. So the Legion goes back to the future, takes Supergirl with him, and then, you know, we end that issue with
Superman crying and with his dog Crypto. At his feet. And...
Yeah. I didn't realize that he, like, I knew his Fortress of Solitude had a lot of relics, but I didn't know he had Bat Cave esque relics. Like, if you know anything,
I don't.
Yeah, that's good. Damn it. Good point. Most time they show the Batcave in like the 80s, 90s, and even early 2000s, everything is like in a place of honor, similar to what this is, what's showing here on the last page.
Gotcha.
So it's just kind of interesting to see that, because I know even in the fortress now,
here's the head of my last.
That's kind of what. Kind of what it seems like. Yeah, it's like trophies here and there, which is what the Batcave kind of is. I didn't think Superman had that. The Fortress of Solitude now is usually like honoring Krypton with a couple relics here or there spread out. So,
Or, you know, like in the movies and TV show where it's just ice. Crystals.
Yeah, they just show the one room.
Yeah. Always. Only.
Yeah, they only have budget enough for one room.
Yeah, technically two rooms, because in the Supergirl they do open up the door to the golden glowy sun thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, for last season.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a... It's on Netflix. It's not that big of a spoiler.
That's true.
Just like these are out in public. Like, these have been around for 30 years.
36 years? 35 years? 34 years.
Well,
86, 85, so yeah, so 35
so.
Years, give or take.
So yeah, that ends this first issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Superman story.